I'm Tim Brook, and this is the WBAA Community Voices Project. Cover song can be a loaded weapon for a live band. Used correctly, it can incite a crowd, perk up their ears, and get them moving. Used poorly, a bad cover song can raise questions of your chops, your taste, and your overall role as a musician. Are you a weekend warrior? Do you even have an artistic bone in your body? Let's talk about some good and bad with local bands' use of the cover song bomb. In the past month or so, I've been a part of some interesting cover music experiences. On May 7th, I booked the 6th Blitzkrieg Bash, a tribute to the Ramones, timed around lead singer Joey Ramone's birthday. 75% of the original Ramones died from the forms of cancer, so proceeds go to the Purdue Oncological Sciences Center programming. The night is full of Ramones covers as well as originals. This year, I opened it up to Motorhead and David Bowie cover tunes, as Lemmy Kilmister and Bowie recently passed from the disease. All six bands that played nailed it. The night was capped off by local garage rockers Popular Ego taking on Bowie's Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars album in its entirety. I batted lead off with my band, The Fantasies, and we covered a handful of Ramones classics and one Motorhead tune. A week later, Popular Ego played the record again with a local Bowie cover band, the band that fell to earth at the Spot Tavern. It was a night of tremendous music from two bands that worked hard to do the Thin White Duke justice. That was great. The flip side of the cover song coin can be seen more regularly around here, unfortunately. Bad covers played by lazy musicians are everywhere. Recalling a recent visit to a downtown bar, I heard the most obvious Tom Petty track for Indiana bars, Mary Jane's Last Dance. And I immediately wrote this band off, like, right away. If it was a deeper cut, Don't Come Around Here No More, or even I Won't Back Down, I would have been much more lenient on them. My staunch stance on covers first came to me a few years ago when I visited my old college town, Springfield, Missouri, city of about 160,000 people. Bigger than Greater Lafayette, but not by too much. I checked out a show every night during my six-day stay there. I knew I wasn't going to get Wilco or Slayer or Kendrick Lamar every night. Usually it was a pickup band doing their favorite songs. But their choice of material was superb. I recall Bo Diddley. I recall Chuck Berry and not the obvious Johnny B. Goode. It was Memphis. It was Jaguar and Thunderbird. I came back to Lafayette and saw a 90s rock cover band at a different downtown bar where I had this strange phenomenon where I could guess the song after the band announced what band they were going to cover. I don't know why they decided to say what band they were going to cover without saying the song, but they did anyway. So when they announced Weezer, I guessed Undone Sweater Song, and I was correct. Glycerine from Bush, yep. And they say Pearl Jam, It Was Alive, and it was. That was so boring. They were so terrible. The one that broke my streak, for those who care, was when they announced Alice in Chains, and they did Rooster instead of Man in the Box. I was only slightly disappointed in not getting them all right, but people shouldn't have to do that. They shouldn't be able to guess what the band is going to play as soon as they stop or as soon as they start. It's ridiculous. The most recent positive experience, we're going to go back to positive here, it occurred last month at the Lafayette Theater. The Moonshine Mason and Rock Gut Gang reunion was a marvelous event. It doubled as a tribute to the band's fallen hero, the legendary Merle Haggard, who passed away on April 6th. And it was also a benefit for a friend of the band's healthcare costs. Moonshine Mason did some of the Hag's most popular tunes, Mama Tried and Okie from Muskogee, as well as deep cuts. They hit up some other country legends as well, including the great George Jones, another recent departed Hall of Famer. Opening the show was The Old Golds, a new Bakersfield-style country band featuring former members of Woodstove Flapjacks and many other local bands of recent years. It was the band's first show, and the tremendous set was bolstered by a tasty take on Graham Parsons' classic Streets of Baltimore, a great tune that is known for those with good taste and beats the heck out of Mary Jane's Last Dance.
She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good-looking mama who never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.